AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal charges alleging he hoarded classified documents and schemed to keep the government from getting them back. Trump had this to say after.
It's a rigged deal here. We have a rigged country. We have a country that's corrupt. We have a country that's got no borders. We have a country that's got nothing but problems.
Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein on What's Next.
I expect that within the next several days, perhaps into next week, Judge Cannon will issue what's called a trial order and pretrial deadlines. That will be the document that sets the trial within the speedy trial time period, which is 75 days.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is threatening to seize more territory in Ukraine, saying it would be justified to block attacks on border regions of Russia. At the White House, President Biden met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The more land Ukrainians are able to liberate, the stronger hand they will have at the negotiating table, and also the more likely it will be that President Putin at some stage will understand that he will never win this war.
Norman Hall has the latest on the collapse of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has promised the federal government will help repair the East Coast Main North-South Highway as quickly as possible. Buttigieg spoke near the site where a fuel truck fire caused the collapse of a northbound section of I-95. He said federal aid is available.
There's no question in my mind that all of the resources that PennDOT needs federally will be available. We've already made clear that they're available ever since the governor's disaster declaration made it possible.
Collapses, snarling traffic and forcing trucking companies to find different routes. I'm Norman Hall.
A government watchdog says White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has violated a law barring federal employees from engaging in political activity on the job. The Office of Special Counsel cites repeated reference to MAGA Republicans. This is AP News. Consumer prices cooled last month, rising just 0.1% from April. Year-over-year, inflation slowed to just 4% in May. That helped stocks to a higher close amid expectations the Fed will hold off on another interest rate hike. Meantime, Ed Donahue reports check fraud is back.
The reason? A rise in organized crime. Check fraud cases nearly doubled. Banks issued roughly 680,000 reports of check fraud to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network last year. Early in the pandemic, government relief checks became an attractive target for criminals. The problem only got worse, and people are being warned to avoid mailing checks if possible, or use a secure mail drop, such as inside the post office. As cases of check fraud increase, victims are waiting longer to recover their stolen money. Fewer people are using checks, preferring more to pay with a credit card or a debit card, but checks are still frequently used by small businesses. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.